From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today in California, a federal judge heard closing arguments in the trial that's challenging the constitutionality of that state's ban on same-sex marriage. Proposition 8 was approved by voters 2 years ago. Supporters of same-sex marriage went to court to have it overturned. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has been watching the proceedings, and he joins us now from San Francisco. Richard, this trial began in January, but the closing arguments weren't held until now. Remind us, if you could, about the legal issues that are being addressed in this case.
Yes, the suit against Prop 8 is brought by two same-sex couples, one gay and one lesbian, and they say that the law that prevents them from marrying partners of their own choice violates their constitutional rights to equal protection and due process. And their case was argued this morning by former Solicitor General Ted Olson. He's a prominent conservative. He was joined by David Boies, a well-known liberal, and these are the same lawyers who were on opposite sides of the courtroom in the Bush versus Gore case.
Now, I understand that prior to today's session, federal judge Vaughn Walker gave lawyers on each side a list of questions that he wanted addressed in the closing arguments. Can you give us an idea of what he asked for?
Yeah, he had a list of about 39 questions to put to both sides, and they certainly suggest the areas and the issues that Judge Walker is dealing with in his deliberations. For example, he asked the attorneys opposing Prop 8, how much weight should he give to the motivation of voters when they banned same-sex marriage? In essence, did they intend to harm same-sex couples out of a moral disapproval of gays and lesbians? And this morning, attorney Ted Olson said that some California voters may not consider gays and lesbians as equals, but they can't put discrimination into the law. And he compared this case to Loving versus Virginia. That's the 1967 case in which the high court ruled that interracial couples have the right to marry. And here's what Ted Olson had to say after the closing arguments.
The Supreme Court said it's inherent in the right to privacy, in liberty, in association, in a spirituality, and to be able to identify ourselves. That is the quintessential right of Americans, and it's being taken away.
And again, that was attorney Ted Olson speaking there. Now, the judge had a very different set of questions for the supporters of Prop 8, those who oppose gay marriage. Is that correct?
That's right. Judge Walker asked supporters of Prop 8 to explain how does same-sex marriage drastically change the institution of marriage. Attorney Charles Cooper argued that the state of California does have an interest in seeing that children are born and raised by biological mothers and fathers in stable and enduring family relationships. And he also said that societies all around the world see marriage as a way to keep children from being born out of wedlock. And then afterwards, Cooper told reporters what he thinks this trial really is all about.
The central and overriding question is whether the issue before the court, which was before the people of California, should be decided in his courtroom by him, or whether it should an issue like this should be decided by the people themselves.
A lot of people around the country are closely watching this case. When is Judge Vaughn Walker's ruling expected?
The ruling is expected later this summer, and the word on the street is that Judge Walker has already written his draft opinion and that with his questions today, he is probing the areas that he's trying to nail down.
What kind of impact could this have beyond California?
It all depends on how Judge Walker rules and what his legal rationale is. And it could be very narrow and affect only states such as California and Washington, where same-sex couples enjoy many rights but still can't get married. Or he could write it in such a broad way that affects anti-gay marriage laws in 44 states. And whatever the ruling, everyone expects that this is a case that the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately review.
That's NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Richard, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We'll be right back.